107.7 Today FM. I'm Kate. In the studio with me, it's a pleasure to have Christopher Swarth out with the Kinsmen Club of St. Mary's. How are you doing, Chris?
Pretty good, Kate. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for coming in. We're getting excited because Summerfest starts tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Yeah, tomorrow's the big day.
Summerfest is an annual event in St. Mary's.
Yes, it is.
And you're gearing up for, is this 50 years?
This is the big 50, yeah. So we have a lot going on this year. We have a brand new carnival. Which is why the date has changed. So normally it's the fourth week of July.
Right.
This year it's this weekend. So it falls right after Canada Day, mm-hmm. 4th, 5th, 6th. And then the Midway also runs on the Sunday of the 7th.
Oh, sweet. Yeah. So it's a long
It's a long haul. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome. So what can we expect from Summerfest this year? You've got Magical Midways, and that's your new carnival?
That's our new carnival provider. Yep. They're kind of like what we used to have before the pandemic. Can I say that word? Pandemic?
Yeah. Yes.
All right. So it was before the pandemic, we had Campbell's, and then a lot of the Midway companies around Ontario ended up going under due to the non-use and whatever, you know, so that kind of happens. The Magical Midway stepped up to help us out. So we worked with their schedule, and this is what weekend we're looking at now.
Yeah, awesome. Well, they sound really fun. Magical Midways. You can't go wrong with a name like that, right?
That's right. And they have rides and games for all ages, not just like little kid rides like we had for the last couple of years. Mm-hmm. Now we have back to the old style.
Oh, so, the big kid rides. Mm-hmm,
that's right.
Very fun. So then we've also got a lot more going on than just the Midway.
Correct. The main thing that we have is our licensed refreshment tent.
Oh, awesome.
So that goes Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Opens at 6 p.m. until 1 a.m. Thursday and Friday. And then Saturday we open at noon, mm-hmm. and we go to 1 a.m. So we have the exemption from the town to stay out late and have fun.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Awesome. So all the night owls can come to Summerfest.
And the event for both the Midway and the refreshment tent is rain or shine. Now, there might be some delays with the Midway for start times and whatnot, just because, you know, safety first, right?
So, absolutely.
But the refreshment tent is rain or shine. We have everything under tents. So.
Okay, fabulous. So that kicks off tomorrow on Thursday. And you also have live entertainment coming this weekend.
Yes, we do. So Thursday night is DJ Sean Holleroyd, and he's going to be spinning up some country tunes for everyone.
Oh, fun.
And that starts at 9 p.m. Mm-hmm. And now we're doing something different this year with our alcohol sales. We're doing a happy hour. So from when we open at 6 p.m., this is just the refreshment tent. So the Midway will be open a little sooner, I think. So 6 p.m. till 9 p.m., we're doing $6 bar rail and tall cans.
Okay.
And then after 9 p.m., it is $8 and we go to ticket sales. So
okay, yeah, sweet. Yep. And since it does start tomorrow, so this is a little tight right now, but
exactly.
Pre-sale is still going.
Pre-sale will go until tomorrow morning. If it is Thursday, you can still get tickets at the gate. Mm-hmm. Pre-sale is $25. And now that'll go till first thing on Thursday morning. But once the carnival opens, it's $35 at the gate. So you'd save $10, but it's still not super expensive either because we want to keep it affordable for families,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. So. Yeah. So when you get to, if you don't buy the pre-sale tickets, it's just $35 for
That's
the
correct.
Day.
Yeah. And then you can go any day of the week. I mean, if you're going to buy them at the gate, you can go all 4 days for $35 each day, right?
So, sweet. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's still not super expensive either, right? So.
Yeah, exactly. Pretty affordable for families and lots of fun for everyone, all ages. And so also on top of that, the cornhole tournament is back.
Yes, the cornhole tournament. This is the second year we're doing the cornhole tournament. It's $40 entry fee per team. So the payout for the prizes is 40% of the whole pot, mm-hmm. kind of thing. For first place, we got 20% for second place, and third place gets their money back for their entrance.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, it's all for fun, and, you know, it's bragging rights, too. So,
yeah.
And that starts, you can sign up on our website.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. And then, so that'll be rain or shine, and I mean, it'll be delayed a little bit. That starts at 1 p.m. on Saturday. We also have the dunk tank coming up on Saturday afternoon as well, starting at 1 p.m. till 4. We have MP John Nader, MPP Matthew Ray, Town of St. Mary's Mayor Al Strathdee, the Big Kahuna, going to go in there a couple times, I'm assuming. And Scott Crawford, he's the guy, the curator of the Canadian Baseball Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
And also Vic Mansfield, he is a local celebrity.
Oh.
Everyone wants a chance to dunk their idols, right?
Yeah. So. Absolutely. Yeah. That's going to be so much fun. And your socials are Kinsmen Club of St. Mary's?
That's right, yeah. So if you're looking for our club specifically, there's a lot of other Kinsmen Clubs on social as well.
Of course.
We have the number 50 because it's the 50th, right?
Oh,
so it'll be very distinctive. You'll see it right away.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, perfect. Easy to find. The Kinsmen Club of St. Mary's Summerfest starts tomorrow on Thursday. Thanks so much, Chris, for coming in and giving us all the details.
No problem. If you want to check it out, www.stmaryskinsmen.com. STMARYS Kinsmen, KINSMEN.com. Thanks for having me.